Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, from the rising of the sun to the going down, your name is the same. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you. I give you glory. I praise your name. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, you're worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. I give you glory. I give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Father God. You're worthy, God, to be praised this morning. I want to greet you, Holy Spirit, and thank you for your blessings that you have bestowed upon me of 100 days of praise. 100 days of praise. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You are worthy and worthy to be praised, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your greatness. Thank you, God, for your power. Thank you, God, for your anointing. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for it's the anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, that you are mighty God, that you are everlasting Father, that you are the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are worthy, and worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain for us. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. There is none like you. There is none above you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God, to be praised. I just want to say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you praise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. New mercies we see. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, God, to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I say thank you. Hallelujah. I say thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are worthy, God, to be praised in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah, God. You are worthy, God, to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy, God. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, God, to be praised. I give you glory. I give you praise. I honor you. Magnify your name, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are worthy, God, to be praised in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Simone, and I just wanted to come on this morning to talk about 100 days of praise. There is 100 days of praise going on right now, and in the 25th day, 25th hour of 100 days of praise. And I wanted to rise up early this morning to come on live and to just talk to you about what God laid on my heart in the midnight hour. So I just come basically with one scripture today, and I'll tell you about the one scripture that I want to encourage you in your day, in your journey, in your month, your coming months, to just look at this scripture and to digest it in your heart, and to summons your angels to carry this scripture for you and to work on your behalf. Amen. So I just want to talk about activity and how activity affects our spiritual walk. So I went ahead and did a little bit of research on the meaning of activity. And it says that activity is the condition in which things are happening or being done. There has been a sustained level of activity in our economy, right? Or activity, a thing that a person or a group does or has done. For example, the firm marketing activities. So when I look at activity and to our spiritual walk and our spiritual life and how it intertwines with discernment, and how it intertwines with also your deliverance in things that you go through, I just encourage you to continue to seek God and to be active in your walk with Him on your deliverance. So the definition of activity, from a biblical standpoint, it says that activity has the power or quality of acting that contains the principle of action, independent of any visible eternal force, as an attraction is an active power, or it may be defined that communicates action or motion, opposed to passive that receives action as the active power of the mind. Having the power of quick motion or disposition to move with speed, nimble, livy, brisk, agile, as an active animal. Hence, busy, constantly engaged in action, pursuing business with vigor or assiduity, opposed to dull, slow, or indolent, as an active officer. It is also opposed to sedentary, as an active life. Activity requires action or exertion, practical, operative, producing real effects, opposed to speculative, as the active duties of life. So in grammar, active verb are those which not only signify action, but have a noun or name following them, denoting the object of the action or impression, called also transitive, as they imply the passing of the action exposed by the verb to the object, as a professor instructs his pupils. So I just want to encourage you today to be active, not just to be active only in your life, but to be active in your deliverance, to be active, have an active manner, to be quick to receive your deliverance. You are qualified. I just want to say that you are qualified when it comes to you being delivered from whatever circumstance or whatever that you may be going through at this time. So through this 100 days of praise, on this 25th day, I just want to encourage you to be active in prayer, to be active in worship, to become active in praising your God. Amen. You know, when we become active as people of God, we become the power of God. We become the influence of God. We become the people that God wants us to be when we become active. Be active in your deliverance. Be active in your worship. Be active in your praise. Be active in your prayer. There is a word, paranormal. Paranormal means denoting events or such as tickleness or clairvoyance that are beyond the scope of normal scientific understanding. A mystic who can prove he has phenomenal power. So what I'm referring to is the supernatural right now. When we become active, you begin to see things become supernaturally, the word I want to use is that you become delivered supernaturally. Like one day you'll be walking and you'll just find out that, wow, the things that I've been going through left me. So you want to become active in being who God has called you to be. Let's look at a scripture. So I want to look at a scripture in Genesis 27. That's the scripture I have for you. Genesis 27, verse 40. And that's the one scripture I'm going to use today. Why I chose the word active. And what? What it means to be active when it comes to your deliverance. And how you can overcome when you go through trials. I know that I came on and I just jumped into right what I'm talking about, deliverance and active and all. But I just don't want to waste any time and beat around the bush. So let's just get straight to it. It says in Genesis 27, verse 40, it says that you will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, so I want to focus on the word restless, right? When you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off your neck. So the word throw mean you became active in throwing off the yoke from off your neck. Sometimes, a lot of times you go through struggles and I just want to testify today that There was a time in my life I was going through a lot, and I didn't really understand what was taking place. But when I went through those series of events and trials and times, and when I became tired and I said, I'm not going to deal with this anymore, I was able to throw the yoke off of my back. And that's one of the reason why I end up writing the Spiritual Guide to 100 Days of Praise. So this one scripture, I want you to take this one scripture with you for February. And I want you to pray the scripture and ask God to help you to be active in throwing the yoke off of your back, throwing the yoke off your neck. Whatever you're going through, if it's sickness that you're going through, whatever it is that you're going through in this moment, God can deliver you. That we serve a supernatural God. The Bible says that God gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all his ways. And you have to charge your angels. Just as God give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, you have to give your angels assignment. So I encourage you to use this scripture. I want to read it again. It says in Genesis 27:40, it says, "You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you will throw his yoke from off of your neck." It's time for you to be delivered. It's time for you to be set free. It's time for you to throw whatever yoke has been put on you off your neck, off your backs. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you decide to be active, if you decide to be active in your deliverance, to be active in prayer, active in worship, active in praising God, active in using the word as your sword, as your weapon, you will be delivered and you will be set free. It doesn't matter what nobody says. You have to do the work. You have to put in the time. So I want to encourage you today to go out and get my new book. It's called 100 Days of Praise. It's on Amazon. I will post the link. This will help you through your walk. I've told my testimony through scriptures in a revolutionary way. In this book, and go out and get the book, and we can come back sometime and we could go through a few of the pages of 100 Days of Praise. God bless you, and apply the scripture, write it on the table of your heart, and I promise you that the word of God never returns void. Amen. I just want to pray for you and pray that God will give you the eager to become active in your deliverance. So, Father God, today, Lord God, I pray, mighty God, that you, Lord God, whoever listens to this message, Lord, and listen to this small clip, Lord God, that you will give them, oh God, the spirit of eagerness, Lord, to be active in their deliverance, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, that They do not walk, oh God, in fear, but they walk in the peace of God, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And that, Father, they'll begin to worship you. They'll begin to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glorify your name, studying the word. Lord God, look unto you, who is the author and finisher of their faith, God. I thank you, Lord God, for 100 days of praise, that when you called me to come up higher, Lord God, I took on the challenge, God. And Father God, I see the manifestation of, oh God, the beginning of, oh God, of an end result, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those, oh God, who will go out and get, Lord God, this manual, Lord God, that you will bless them, that you will pour out your blessing on them, Lord God, by the power, by the Spirit, and by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that they will become active, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in breaking forth. Lord God, I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My life has ended. The video will be processed. God, but this may take a few minutes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, God, to be praised. I give you glory. I give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle, Jehovah is your name. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're worthy, God, to be praised. I thank you, oh God, for Psalms 100. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people. And the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness continues throughout all generation. Psalms 149, it says, sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assemblies of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and music, and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in his honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouth and a double-edged sword
in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nation and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise he the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God, to be praised. You are mighty, God, to be praised, in the name of Jesus.